Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 21 from the reading. They compelled a passerby who was coming from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Mark, Matthew, and Luke all record in just a couple of lines this short episode about a man who was compelled to carry the cross for Jesus on the way to Golgotha. The biblical texts don't tell us why this hapless person was pressed into service, but it is always assumed that Jesus slumped and perhaps fell under the weight of the cross. If you have ever participated in the Lenten reflection called the Stations of the Cross, you will know that one of the stations focuses on this episode in which Simon carries the cross for Jesus. Let us focus our thoughts this evening on three things. First, Simon of Cyrene, who was he? Secondly, Simon of Cyrene as bearer of the cross. And thirdly, a question. What did bearing the cross mean for Simon? What does it mean for us? Some years ago, when I was teaching at Australian Lutheran College, the seminary, we held our Lenten retreat at St. Paul's Monastery up at Glen Osmond. There's a beautiful garden there with 14 marble statues of the Stations of the Cross. As part of our meditation for that day, we did a form of the stations prepared by a Lutheran pastor in America. Station 5 is traditionally the one about Simon carrying the cross. The marble statue up there at Glen Osmond is quite striking, but actually there's something wrong with it. On the statue, Simon is at Jesus' side, slightly ahead of Jesus, with Jesus resting his hand on Simon's arm, almost like for support. But Luke tells us quite deliberately that he carried the cross behind Jesus. That's important, we'll pick that up later. You will find in more recent art and in Bible movies that Simon is often depicted as a black African. For some years now, it has been fashionable to do that, especially in the States. Sidney Poitier played a black Simon in the 60s movie, The Greatest Story Ever Told. So, was that possible? Was it likely? Well, Cyrene is in ruins, but it's certainly in Africa, on the northeast coast of Libya. But unlike the Ethiopian of Acts chapter 8, it is not likely that Simon was a black African. The traditional people of that area were Berbers, but they didn't live in Cyrene. And in any case, Simon is a Jewish name. Cyrene was a Greek or Hellenistic city built and inhabited by Greek colonists. In New Testament times, it was still Hellenistic, but the Romans were in control. And we know that there was quite a sizable Jewish community there with their own synagogue. We also know from Acts chapter 2 that Cyrenian Jews were in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. So what do we make of this? Simon was most likely a devout Greek-speaking Jew in Jerusalem for the Passover. We are told somewhat enigmatically that he was coming up Agrum from the field or the country. So perhaps this means he was a farmer or a rural worker. No doubt he looked fit and strong, and that's why the Romans pressed him into service, hapless bystander that he was. Simon had no choice in all this. You don't argue with Roman soldiers. They just seized him, as the three evangelists tell us, and laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Crucifixion was the most shameful of deaths, reserved for the worst of criminals. So besides the heavy work of carrying the cross, Simon would have felt utterly humiliated, with no redress, no way of explaining to the jeering crowd that he was no criminal, just a hapless bystander that got commandeered by the Roman soldiers. So Mark, as we just heard in the reading, has a further piece of information about Simon. It says that he was the father of Alexander and Rufus. So what does this tell us? It almost certainly means that Alexander and Rufus were well-known members of the Christian community that was Mark's audience. Interestingly, in the tradition of the Coptic Church, it is believed that John Mark was a native of Cyrene and that he became the first bishop of the Christian community that was established there soon after Pentecost. So how did these two brothers become Christians? Well, we don't know. But of course it is quite possible, and we'd like to believe this, that their father, Simon, accidental bearer of Jesus' cross, became a cross bearer in the other sense. Could it be that following Jesus that day, prodded and pushed by Roman soldiers, Simon became a follower of Jesus, a disciple? Was the Cyrenian who bore the cross for Jesus among that crowd on Pentecost Day, when they heard Peter boldly proclaim Jesus as the Christ, crucified and risen, so that people might repent, be forgiven their sins, and receive the life-giving gift of the Spirit? Simon was Jesus' last helper, the cross-bearer, and through that experience, did he also learn to be a disciple, one who takes up the cross daily and followed Jesus? I think that's fairly likely, but we don't know for sure. There's a question mark there. But the question mark is also for you and for me. The question for us is, what does it mean to follow Jesus on the way, to take up the cross daily and follow him? Sometimes when Christians are going through a rough patch, like illness or feeling poorly, or things going horribly wrong in life, they may say, oh well, this is the cross I have to bear. That's okay, I guess, but strictly speaking, taking up the cross is suffering for the name of Jesus Christ. Because we bear the name Christian, we are called to suffer shame, rejection, persecution, and even death for the name of Christ. We would like our suffering to be for a noble cause, but sometimes what we have to suffer is so awful and shameful and unspeakable, and it simply doesn't make any sense. It happens to Christians individually, and it happens to us collectively. All around the world, Christians are bearing a deep and terrible shame because some few who are supposed to serve the flock as faithful shepherds have despoiled the flock, even the most vulnerable of the lambs. That's a heavy cross, and it weighs on all of us. And there is more about bearing of the cross. Christ took up the cross and laid down his life for our redemption, to save us from sin, death, and the powers of evil. He did this for us, because in great love he did this for us. We also are to be willing to bear the cross, that is, to sacrifice, to give of ourselves for others. That is what we are called to do daily. Often in little ways, but sometimes we are called to carry very heavy crosses. Now is Lent, and the right time for us to reflect on our lives. Have our lives become a little too selfish and self-indulgent? What can we do for Christ's sake to reach out to other people? How can we show in our lives the love of God in Christ that has been poured into our hearts through the working of the Holy Spirit? It is time to conclude. Simon helped Jesus carry the cross, but Jesus, the Christ, alone is the one who died on it for our redemption. There is only one Redeemer, but that doesn't mean our suffering means nothing. On the contrary, in Christ, our suffering and bearing of the cross can and ought to have a redemptive character that draws attention not to oneself, but to him, as it says in 2 Corinthians, to him who died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised to life. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.